Hello, Edmonton! Hey, bouncers, it's us, you Ghost Girls.
Hello, you're all so beautiful.
Wow. Oh, each and every one of you.
Thank you so much for being here.
In this very ominous room.
In the spookiest room we could find.
In the scariest place on the planet, maybe.
The spookiest room in Edmonton, definitely.
Honestly, probably. It would be hard for us to find a scarier room.
I haven't been in that many rooms in Edmonton yet.
Also same. You've been in maybe 10 rooms in total. Between us. But now we should probably introduce ourselves. I'm Carly.
I'm Cecilia.
And this is a little podcast we like to call Ghosts Are Everywhere. We are really excited to have brought you here today to FoundFest to tell some local scares, some local stories, some local spooky times.
We've explored the city a little bit in the past week, and we're fans.
We love Edmonton! We can't tell why! We're all from Ontario, so we didn't know what to expect.
I was here once, maybe like 10 years ago, and I came to the city, and I went to the West Edmonton Mall, and then we went up north to visit family, and then we went to Jasper, and then we went to the West Edmonton Mall, and then we went back to the
So that's all you did, and that's how you saw Edmonton, and so I, knowing nothing, except reading a book in grade 3 about the West Edmonton Mall, and knowing that's where I also needed to go, came here. And so, to prepare, in case you can't tell, we're somewhat goth girly sometimes. Since we have a, you know, spooky comedy podcast, which is what this is, which is what you signed up for, by the way, because you didn't know. Surprise. I don't think it's much of a surprise. But I, before coming here, I wanted to fit in very badly, and so I wanted to get some cowboy boots, some black cowboy boots. And let me talk about the elephant in the room, because these are not black cowboy boots! I feel very badly. They are pink metallic barbed cowboy boots, and so thank you, Edmonton, for accepting me as I am. Please really, really say that off the bat. I feel very loved and very accepted. And, the little ghosts are everywhere. This is a little podcast we've been doing for quite a number of years at this point.
Yeah, since like 2018?
Yeah, like nearly five. Our podcast was a baby, it would be in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. It could stop in things. Mm-hmm. Whoa! But, we've been best friends for over a decade, and we really love ghosts, but I've never talked about it. To each other, or really anybody. And then we went for a big hike one day when we were traveling through California, and we were like, we love ghosts, eh? And
we should probably do something about that. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how to get through anything without giggling, so hence the comedy part of this podcast, and the ghost part being we love stories. Mm-hmm. So, Edmonton, you have had your fair share of stories to tell us. We are very grateful. And we're going to shoot some of your own stories back at you. Maybe some you haven't heard before, maybe some you have. And let's just all buckle up for this exciting adventure.
Yeehaw.
Shall we? Yeehaw. So one of our favorite things we like to do on a Ghost Are Everywhere live show is have a hat corner. And so it's officially time for just a little moment, a cowboy hat corner, if you will.
We really wanted to fit in Alberta.
Yeah.
These hats at Forever 21.
So, if you'd be so kind as to indulge us for just a moment for our cowboy hat corner, that would be really wonderful. Woo! Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was my cowboy hat corner. Very visual joke for a podcast. We can indulge ourselves today.
This is special stuff that only y'all guess.
That's what you get for being in this scary room where things happen. So today we are going to, as we mentioned, tell some interesting stories. We're both going to tell some stories that both of us none of us really know what the other person's telling. So that'll be an interesting surprise for you and for each of us. And we're starting off today with Cecilia telling her stories. Mm-hmm. So, shall we get right into it?
So first of all, I just wanted to acknowledge this wonderful space that the Freemasons have lent us for the next couple days. We were really excited because it's very strange and incredible, and we were very excited.
I think I've decided I'm going to read you all of the floors in my home exactly. Like so if you know anybody, send them my way.
Well, we should ask the Freemasons.
We should ask them.
Yeah, see if they'll do it for us.
That's right.
This is Acacia Hall, gorgeous, gorgeous girl. It has been in the Strathcona community since 1929. They decided to build it in 1928 and they went right ahead. They wanted to build a new lodge for the Freemasons of Edmonton, and they also wanted to use the hall for more than just Freemason events. They wanted to use it for events such as this. Now you have a ton of venues, it's fantastic. But way back in the 20s, this was it.
Yeah. You know, like a horse, this, that's all. You know?
We have a horse, we have one hat.
That's right. That's all there is. But now, what do you know?
So I was doing a little bit of research into the history of the Freemasons in Edmonton. It's a lot of history. Mm-hmm. They've been around in the city for over 120 years. They've been very involved in the local community. I don't really understand what Freemasons are, and
I don't think it's for us to understand.
I don't think they want us to know.
We don't need to know. Some things are not for you to know, Carly Williams. Yeah, that's what I tell myself, and you can tell yourself that too. Exactly in those words. It gets funnier if you are not Carly Williams.
So I read a lot about their history on the website that they have. The only thing that I really was excited about was there was one part of their history. In February 1972, the meeting was centered around a lively discussion as to whether the lodge was in need of one new toilet seat and 4 dozen wine glasses, or possibly 48 toilet seats and a 25 wine glasses.
The math is not mathing.
And I had a lot of math early, I'm gonna say. So I wasn't sure how that came to be, but they really need to know it in their history. Apparently the issue was resolved and they fortunately had no surprises at the festive court.
Thank goodness. I was really worried it wasn't gonna get resolved.
Good job for my friends.
Oh, we love a not cliffhanger.
I mean, it is kind of a cliffhanger. They didn't show us what they actually
did. Yeah, we don't know how they resolved it, but I'm happy. My daddy is happy that it is resolved.
They resolved it. Good for them. Those 1972 Freemasons.
Oh, they really had it going on.
The other thing I really enjoyed was that whenever they noted that a member had died, they referred to it as passing to the Grand Lodge above. So that's lovely.
There's also very nice.
There's like a mug in the back that says, "Old Freemasons never die, but you have to like join to find out why," or something like that.
That's exactly that.
I should have brought it up here this time.
Oh, show and tell. Maybe we'll take a little break and go grab it.
It's really good. There's also a skull and crossbones hidden somewhere in this room.
Very room.
And we found it.
We've seen it. It's not a lie. And we're not going to show it to you, though, today. So, if you have to keep wondering, visit our Instagram that goes over our pod. We're going to see it there.
We have it. So for today's show, I'm going to be talking about two local theaters in Old Strathcona, in this lovely theater district that you'll have. We've been talking to a lot of people in the theater like community here, as well as other locals. We were like sitting outside in the hot sun for a while today.
Yeah, thank you for some of you that came by in the season one.
It does seem like every single theater or like venue here is haunted.
it's happened to me, but it's not like everything.
Yeah, just like everyone we talked to was like, oh yeah, I worked there, they have ghosts, you should ask this person. Like, they know about the ghosts. But I'm just going to be talking about two. So the first one is the Walter Dale Theater.
Woo!
Yay! That's like me theater. Best theater in the city. I don't know.
Not either way, that would be really scared and really excited.
the Walter Hill Theater is located in, according to Wikipedia, but citation needed, the oldest surviving fire hall in Alberta.
Yeah, citation if you needed. Yeah.
It was Strathcona Fire Hall number one, so it was at least the first one in Strathcona.
Sure.
Built in 1909, and then it later became Edmonton Fire Hall number six when the city amalgamated in 1912. It operated as an active fire hall about 50 years, working vigilantly to put out all of Old Strathcona's fires. Which our guest, which will be here later today, has been telling us that there's a lot of fires here, that like the city is just constantly burning down.
Fire. Like historically and also currently, which is a little
concerning. So I guess these like firefighters really had their work cut out for them, especially back in the day.
Like, they borrowed the money.
I'm sure everything was wood and just like bursting into flames constantly.
A real problem. They did not have the LED candles of today. Like we did. The right time.
We're not burning this place down with these candles.
That's right. Probably. Fingers crossed.
So, in 1954, the fire department moved to a newer, updated fire hall. And the old building was just kind of used for storage. It was a warehouse for furniture and equipment that they weren't using elsewhere. The building wasn't kept up very well because it was just for storage, so it kind of was falling into disrepair. But then, in 1959, the Walterdale Theatre Associates founded the Walterdale Playhouse. And they didn't take over the fire hall in that year. They waited 2 years. In 1974, they came to the rescue and were like, this building's cool. Let's put a theater in there and spruce it up and make it look nice. And like, it's a really cool historic building.
So. It is a really cool building. We've seen it with our own eyes.
So they converted it into an 145-seat theater that is still used to this day.
Hell yeah.
And it's haunted.
You don't say! What do you mean? I'm shocked and surprised.
So according to local legend, the theater is haunted by the friendly ghost of a volunteer firefighter from way back in the day, and they call him Walt.
That's really nice. That's really cute.
He's a nice guy. He's kind of rambunctious.
We love a rambunctious guy.
He's not hurting anybody.
He's just rambunctious.
He just wants to be seen. He wants to be noticed.
Doesn't everybody? Hello.
It's thought that he died in an accident that happened in the building in 1910.
Oh no.
So he's been around for a while.
He's hanging out.
Yeah, he didn't die in a fire. He just like
a general accident.
Just an accident.
What are the odds, you know? Yeah. Like, you fight a fire every day, and one day you go fall down some stairs.
You probably fell down the fire pole.
I've been saying those are habits. I've been saying for years, rally with us, join our movement, cancel fire poles. They're a danger and a detriment.
Do they still use them?
I don't know. What do I know?
Does anyone hear a firefighter?
No. I like to imagine they are. They're very romantic.
But they're all firefighters?
So they all know that there are firemen poles.
Yeah.
That's the thing that they're holding out on us.
They probably are. It's a fireman secret.
It's a fireman. Right. It's not for us to know. Yeah, that's understandable.
So Walt is a very active, ghosty guy, and he's constantly being spotted by visitors just around people working in the building. Everybody sees him. Everybody has a story about him.
Yeah, he's just the guy.
Objects move around mysteriously, lights are constantly flickering or just like turning off or turning on. It's all the usual like ghosty business.
Sure.
People feel like they're being watched, they hear weird sounds.
Yeah.
People feel like cool breezes where there shouldn't be any. Mm-hmm. Which would be nice on a day like today.
Right. I'm like more of that. More pop that through ghosts. Yeah. Turn off that ghost AC, baby.
And he just comes to like blows this cool air on you.
Now they're saying it's creepy. I actually don't want it anymore. I don't want a ghost generator air conditioning.
I think it's nice.
If it's coming from their mouth, I don't like it. No, I don't like it. It's scary. tap me up, ghost.
He also wants to be involved in the productions. He likes to like move props around. I don't think it should be there.
I love that. I love that he has an artistic vision. He's into
distributed.
He's into set design.
I love it for him.
Good for him. He also sometimes plays the
piano. Multi-talented, multifaceted. Hire this guy. What are you doing with your labor?
People have also smelled horse manure in the building, where there used to be stables, even though there haven't been horses there for like. People also hear like ringing bells as if there's a fire that needs to be responded to, like a phantom fire.
Phantom of the firehouse.
Phantom of the firehouse. The other haunted theater is one that we've been hanging out at the last couple days, or at least like outside of, and that's the Arts Barns, the Fringe Theater Arts Barns, over there.
You know it, you love it. We do too now.
We really do. So 60 years before it became the Arts Barns that we all know and love, it was the service garage for Edmonton Transit. And it still has the streetcars and the streetcar museum.
Yes.
Which we were really pumped about. We didn't realize there were so many trains that we could ride in Edmonton.
So us, we love three things in this world. We love ghosts, we love giggling, and we love trains! Why that last one? We can't explain it! We're not going to.
We're passionate about transit.
We love it.
So yeah, there's really cool trains, and today we were like just like meandering over to the Arts Barns to do our task for ghost stories, and we noticed that the streetcar museum was open, and we were like,
yeah. So you know, we got there immediately. We've already ridden the streetcars, by the way. We've ridden two streetcars 2 days ago, and then another streetcar the day before that. So we are
three streetcars
into it,
and one train.
Well into it.
And there was a very nice volunteer, this like old man at the streetcar museum, and
they're lovely there.
We love him.
We would love him to adopt us as our streetcar grandpa.
We wanted him as our streetcar grandpa.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was amazing, and we signed the passport. So,
yeah, it has streetcars still, but it also has theater spaces, theater studio spaces, various other places that you can create in. And hosts the world famous Edmonton International Fringe Festival.
For our listeners at home, that's a big freaking deal, yo.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's like the biggest fringe festival in North America, baby. It's huge. It's huge.
So yeah, originally the building was a service garage and housed all the city's buses and streetcars. Apparently in the 1950s, there was a big explosion in the building.
Oh no.
And it killed one of the maintenance workers. So it's said that this man, he's stuck around the building, he's hanging out. Much like our man Walt. And he doesn't have a name.
Aww.
Just, should we give him that? We know of. Maybe someone's just saying that.
Maybe he's a Bueller.
No.
Okay. I'll keep pitching that so it lands one day. One day!
His name's Barney because it's the Arts Barn.
Okay.
Alright. Okay, so Barney, people spot him. He's a man dressed in blue overalls. If they're like working on the stage, they've seen him like walking across the stage.
We love a working man.
Or standing in the wings, just like watching.
Oh, I know. I mean, that we don't love working. We love a working man, not a lurking man. That's what I hear.
He can do both.
I don't mean a man who can do both. What is that the same as the
other? A man who can work and lurk.
No, thank you.
Work and lurk. Yeah, so those are the two haunted theaters in our house, Walt and Barney.
Wow. Amazing! Wow. Okay, so you really feel like the progress you have been doing, and we are very lucky. Well, before we get to jumping into my story, I don't know about you, Priscilla. I could use a little stretch. Like a seventh inning style stretch or like a.
So we've been sitting for a while.
Yeah, I wonder if we like. Do you mind just indulging us for a second? We should take a second to like stretch our bodies a little or something? Like, move it around. Yeah, if you feel like joining us, feel free to.
Yeah.
Ontario aren't that good at dancing.
Don't tell them. It's not like this will be all over the internet. Well, Cecilia,
what do you got for us today?
I have something pretty neat, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Well, this is a little story that I've touched on before on our podcast. However, when I had touched on it, I had never been there.
Ooh.
And now, I feel like it's time to revisit it among friends. So, I like those, okay, let's revisit it among friends. I was going to ask for permission, but I feel like I already got it. So, I am revisiting, a little place you like to call, and you like to call, Fort Edmonton. Particularly, the Firkins House.
I love how excited everyone is about Fort Edmonton. It's such an amazing place. We love it.
Oh, we're going to gush about Fort Edmonton. Years ago, when we heard this in the podcast, now I'll talk about this in a little bit. We had been like, we would love to go there. And the first place we went when we got here, we went right there. And we got there at the right butt crack of 10. And we were like, oh, well, we'll spend like 3 or 4 hours here and then we'll, you know, do something else. And we stayed till it closed. We stayed like for 7 full hours. And then by the end of it, sitting on top of the Ferris wheel, we said, we probably did another like 3 hours or so.
Like, we still didn't see everything.
No.
We needed more time.
Yeah.
We wanted to ride that train like several more times.
We found that you can ride the train as much as you want. And we only got to ride it once. But yes, you will definitely be back to Fort Ed. That is for sure.
Maybe just a ride the train back.
It would be worth it in my book, baby. So, for the home that don't know, and for those of you that are need some brushing up, Fort Edmonton Park, an icon, a legend, a place that Cecilia and I, as we had said, have been dreaming of visiting since the year 2019, which we did 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago. Math is not mapping for this, really.
Okay.
I thought I did the early math. I was like, I'm gonna math it so that when I read this, it will math.
We went there this
week. We went there at some point and we really enjoyed it. It is home to quite an extensive repertoire of ghostly figures.
Ooh, what did I put you on?
Ooh, I got busted.
Big words, Edmonton.
So, which I touched on way back in particularly episode 20 of our podcast, titled Little Choo Choo. So, our love was way back.
This is actually a train podcast.
We tricked you. It's the long con. We've been driving this train for 5 years to get everyone on board.
We brought everyone in with the ghosts because they're like, that's probably cooler. People will come for ghosts. And we're like, surprise! Train!
Surprise! We're turning you all into train people! Get on!
You're on now. You can get on.
And, one of the places I spoke about on that episode that I'll be revisiting today, as I mentioned, is Perkins House. So, Fort Ed is a concept, just a little backstory, goes back over 100 years when in 1912, the Women's Canadian Club attempted a campaign to save and preserve Fort Edmonton that had been standing south of Alberta's legislature building since 1830. Unfortunately, in 1915, it was torn down without regard for the many who opposed and wished to see the structure relocated and maintained for its historic value. Sometimes things are just universal problems. We understand. This dream spurred the idea for Fort Ed, a park that would take over half a century to become realized. Opened in 1974, the park was less than a quarter of the original proposed plans, which were originally to create 10 phases of the park, covering glimpses into the Edmonton area history from the distant past to the present, and finally to an imagined future.
Ooh. Where's that part?
We've been saying.
I want to see the 1970s version of this imagined future, too.
Yes.
I just want the now version.
I want chrome, I want Jetsons, yeah. I want Space Race,
I want 70s future. That sounds cooler.
I know.
Now future is just like
dystopian.
It's not fun. It's kind of sweet.
Not ideal. Bring back, you know, the shiny, the shininess.
Yeah.
Flying cars.
Yeah.
Tubes that you jump into and into the sky. You know? More of that, please. Maybe we could, let me propose it to Fortnite. We should listen to us.
Nice, kind of like sexy robots that help you out instead of like AI taking over and killing us all.
Yeah, like less reasons for the writer's strike, more reasons to sit on my butt on the couch. Yeah, agreed. Well, we can dream, can't we? So, we all know that that doesn't exist at Fort Edmonton, I'm sure. And originally, the park opened only with the 1846 fort recreation, which is, you know, the big reason why they really wanted that park to exist. And then it was followed by 1885 Street, the 1905 Street, and 1920 Street, which is what we have today. Yeah, plus the little, you know, carnival moment, which is always great. As part of 1920 Street. A couple of things that are different at the park since the last time I talked about this on the podcast is the 2021 edition of the Indigenous Peoples Experience. Which is an incredible museum, and that's my words, it's incredible, that brings to life and lessen the stories and cultures of many First Nations and Métis communities of the area. It's very cool, if you haven't been yet, highly recommend. It's unlike any other museum I've seen expressing Indigenous culture in tandem with colonial culture. More than 50 local Indigenous historians, elders, educators, and community members were interviewed, and their words, experiences, and histories cover the space, awaken the walls. Each quote is carefully attributed to the person who said it. That's amazing!
That's so incredible.
It's like real, ton of first-person accounts of beautiful oral traditions. It's like the one, it's like, this is what we needed, you know?
So interesting, yeah, that they were able to do it kind of from an actual Indigenous, like, oral history perspective instead of just being like, this is what we think.
Yeah,
we're going to tell you, us historians.
Yeah, there's such really few generalizations. The only times there, we know it's generalizations were like to bridge between.
Yes. Just for like context,
please. Yeah, it was wonderful. I was very happy. I'm glad you were nailing it.
Yeah, if y'all haven't been there since they opened that, we go check it out. It's
highly recommend it for that and the train alone. Worth it all day, baby. If you only saw that on the train, you'd be good to go. You'd be good to go. I highly recommend things that are both good to see. I wrote this down, which is the train. You know, it's just reading myself here. The steam train. We're big train girlies, as we said, and wow, that train did not just.
It was a good train.
It was such a good train. Oh, this is so
fun. And there's just the old guys that work on the train that are like walking up and down going,
all aboard. And you just go, okay. So it's
fantastic.
It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, we did. We got all aboard.
We all aboarded real good. That's right. Yeah, the train is very, when will my husband return from the war? Yeah. You will love it if you haven't been. And if you haven't and didn't do that, go back. It's worth it. The other biggest draw at Fort Ed that we have been, obviously, waiting and wanting to look into for ourselves lies in the 1905 section, and is an original building from its era, not a recreation. Though when it arrived at the park, it did undergo extensive restoration. One of Edmonton's most haunted of houses, Perkins House. Now, there are many legends and stories surrounding the ghosts and goings-on behind the craftsman doors. Perkins House is named for the man who built it, Dr. Ashley M. Perkins. A dentist and adventurer, Dr. Perkins moved from Chicago to Edmonton with his wife in 1912, where they built a home originally at 7871 Saskatchewan Drive. A few other families called the house home until 1992, when it was donated to Fort Ed, an incredible example of Edwardian architecture, complete and cared for. Which doesn't happen. Everything burns down. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, it was right there. I'm sorry. When the park was given the home, though, they were given a warning. It was haunted. Some say a woman in a white dress has been seen floating on the stairs or by the bookcases in the front room or the fireplace. Others say a ventriloquist doll can be found unexpectedly in cabinets where no one has placed it. The third reported spirit of Ferguson's house is that of a little boy who appears sickly and can sometimes be seen playing with his little red ball throughout the house. These are ghostly sightings that have been recorded even in local books on hauntings of the area, but it seems like they are nothing more than the stuff of legend. At this point, you might be thinking, Carly, what the heck? Why are you even telling this story about this house if it's not even haunted? You just told me all the ghosts you just told me about are probably not real. I didn't say it wasn't haunted, okay? Instead, let's revisit the family that donated the house, the Carpets family.
The Carpets?
The Carpets. I didn't make it, I promise they're real!
Like Carpets? Like spelled?
It sounds like it, but it's not spelled that way.
Okay.
Well, the K and Z, Kardashian
stuff.
Yeah.
Very excited.
It's really cool, actually, to look at.
Carpet.
Like carpet. The rest is like the word carpet, but the K and the Z are their own thing. They're giving something else. And I love it. The youngest daughter of the Carpets family, Sandy, describes in detail her family's experiences living in Ferguson's house in a video on her YouTube channel.
Her name is Sandy Carpet.
I cannot tell a lie. That's her name her parents gave her.
Yeah, that's after I go to the beach. Cindy Carpet.
Me when my vacuum breaks.
Cindy Carpet.
She made a video on her YouTube channel. Getting us back on track. Speaking of trains.
Okay, thank you.
Choo choo, both feet ahead. Okay? Alright? Get back on track.
Clear up your carpets. Shake them out. Vacuum them. Vacuum. We're good. Okay, we're good.
She describes experiences that started before herself and her sister could even remember. So it's like,
what's my sister's name?
Why don't you take a guess?
Dusty?
Dusty! That's a great guess. That's the funniest guess you could.
Dusty and Sandy?
Dusty and Sandy. I'd rather guess something wet.
What is that a name?
That's not nice! What if someone's name is that?
What?
I don't know every name there is.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Apple.
My name is Wet.
Hi, Wet. I'm Apple. See?
That's nice.
Okay. That's not nice. You can't tell like Wet that their name isn't nice, and that's not fair.
I need to apologize right now. I'm sorry, Wet.
Thank you.
Your parents fucked up.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
You're gonna get
okay. Her sister's name is actually Katie. Alright? It's not. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Carpets here.
Katie Carpets.
Katie Carpets here. We love you. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe she should. It would be good.
Katie Carpets. And this is my business, Katie Carpets.
Oh, family business.
Family business.
That's great.
Carpets.
Carpets. We know carpets. That's what I would get done last night, really. Gotta cash in, you know? Keep with the brand. So when Katie was young and slept, if you've ever been, Katie slept in the room that is set up like a nursery on the top floor. Katie would tell their mom many mornings that the man visited me again last night.
No.
Yeah, apparently a man would visit little Katie and sit on the end of her bed.
Oh. You know, for a while.
That's what makes me feel. And so not to scare her mom told her that's just her guardian angel. Good mom. That's a good mom. That's terrifying, but that's a good mom.
That's good. That's all right.
Yeah. As for Sandy, her mom one day heard her stirring and babbling as she was when she was a baby. And she was supposed to be sleeping. The babbling was something she only did when another person was ever in the room, and she never really did it when she was by herself. It was like more like laughing. And assuming Katie had gone up and disturbed the baby, their mom walked from the kitchen where she was through the living room to go upstairs and scold her, only to find Katie quietly playing alone on the first floor. So she went upstairs to check on Sandy, and there was no one else in the room. Mm-hmm. Just a laughing baby.
Was it the lamb?
Things have also inexplicably fallen off of shelves. When restoring the house at Fordette, tools went missing, windows were found open without reason. Some have even reported things like a man singing a lullaby that might have been heard. And wildest of all, no little boy was ever reported by the Carpets family, but instead a teen boy ghost had been seen. Appearing from around, to be around from the 1950s, he was described as a person who had been known to the family, who had died not in the house, but instead in a car accident, but he had been attached to the house. And no deaths have ever been recorded in Firkin's house, and especially none, like, there's a legend that you might have heard about, which is very fantastical, being that Dr. Ashley Firkins locked up his son, later killed him in the house, and he only ever had two daughters, so that's very not true.
And he just covered up his son. It was a secret son.
A secret son. That's a lot of work, guys. This man's a dentist. He's a poor new community.
Yeah, that's why he's pulling teeth. Weird freak son. Secret.
Do you think it's because he had really bad teeth?
Yeah.
He was shamed.
He had too much candy. I mean,
he couldn't have a son with terrible teeth. He's a dentist.
They locked him in the attic.
Wow. Okay, we're not going to perpetuate that.
We're not going to do that. We're just furthering the lies.
No. So no ghost we saw when we were there, unfortunately. We were there in the middle of the day. Like we said, crack one at 10.
There was, in one room, a very creepy doll. Was that in the...
That's the nursery room.
Okay, there's just, like, this doll sitting on, like...
Yeah. A little tiny chair. Yeah, no ventriloquist doll, but just a regular scary doll.
Just a scary, like, old baby doll, just, like...
Run-of-the-mill, weird-looking China doll. And, like, big thumbs down. We just saw this beautiful house, the creepy doll, excellent bathroom. Floor kind of like this.
Really nice closet tub.
House with good flow. It was really beautiful and exciting. The only weird thing that happened there was that my arms felt really heavy the whole time we walked through the house. I kept turning and saying, arms are really heavy. But that could have been the ghost for sure. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just surviving a very sunny day of Fort Edmonton on a coffee and a Rice Krispies for the size of my head. Yeah. The jury's still out on that. So it could be either or. And that, my friends, is Fort Ed and Firkin's house. Thank you for indulging us, your out of towners, telling you your own stories. We really appreciate it. But it's now time to hear from one of your own. It's the one we've all been waiting for.
We have invited a local legend.
Local boy, local wonder, local amazing human being, our friend and yours, the one and only. Let's welcome to the stage, Evan Gilchrist, from the King Chair. Evan, coming down to my South Swing Prince. Hi. Join us in this other King Chair. And we have hats, so we thought maybe you would like to wear something.
We thought you'd want to help you.
So we don't want you to feel left out. It's what I do very important. And your little mic is just so funny. Say hi to the people. Oh yeah, good call. Good call. Great.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this work?
Oh, well, there it is. Where's your ring?
Oh no, I'm putting my
phone. Put that. Yeah. No, you're smart. Right? Yeah. No, you need those. Hello. Hi, Evan.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Go Everywhere. Oh wow. Evan, we go way back. We're so happy that you're here. Many-year coveted guest and a hard get, but we're happy to have you here in person.
I'm so honored as a corporeal being to be invited onto this show.
Hey, very few have had this honor, so you're among the top of the pop.
Not many corporeal people to this show. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We tried to only get ghosts, but we couldn't find any last minute.
Yeah, let's be honest. You were like our second choice. Ghost was number one. Evan was, next year.
Wet carpet couldn't make it.
Wet carpet couldn't make it. We didn't return our calls.
Damn.
I kept making fun of her.
I mean, on the, every message. Like, it's in Kazari.
I can stop laughing.
Can't take her anywhere. Well, we have a few little questions for you.
I have like limited information. I did not know what to prepare.
Nothing.
I didn't know what to wear. There was clearly a dress code. You said there wasn't. Just for context, I'm wearing beautiful black garments, and I look like a prep boy inside of a tennis court.
Yeah, we can be friends.
I have a lot of Call Me By Your Name.
We look like the cast of an early 2000s, like, New Girl romp, like,
we do. We don't worry, we're going to give you a makeover.
Yeah, we're going to your golf girlies.
Oh, my God.
We're going to take you to their
side. And then the Sonic Temple.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's why we have you sitting in the middle of the floor. Did no one tell you? The circle below you.
Wait, is there a trap? No.
We can be good ones all the time. A trap, sorry. We have a couple of questions for you because we didn't ask for very long time, but we have yet to discuss this very topic.
Alright.
We are excited.
Yeah. Ask you about ghosts.
Never! Number one. Do you believe in ghosts? And you can say you have every answer. Yeah. Run the gambit, so you can say whatever you want.
I was gonna say it with so much confidence that I don't believe in ghosts. But like every time that someone tells me a scary story, I'm like, I don't wanna go there.
You believe in being scared?
I believe I am easily scared, especially because I do work in theater. Because everyone tells me that every theater is haunted, and I'm like, I work with loans so often. You can't tell me there's gonna be a little girl with like braids skipping down the hallway. Like,
yeah, not safe.
She's not helping me. She's not helping me paint a set.
Mm-hmm. That's wrong. Yeah.
She's scared of the bejeebers out of me.
Yeah. Maybe she is here to help you paint a set.
Maybe it's her one dream. Yeah. You can help her achieve her one dream.
Well, all right. Okay, we gotta get more to that.
Maybe that's how she finally like moves on. She needs to just help you paint a set.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe the answer is that I'm willing to believe in ghosts because I am scared.
Sure, you're like, I believe in you if you don't hurt me, please.
I think my heart is open to them.
Okay.
But not my soul.
Don't take them his soul.
Don't take my soul.
As he sits here in double horns. Don't take his soul.
Don't take my soul.
We'll tell the ghost that. We'll put it in a good word.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So it sounds like the way in which you believe in ghosts is just to fear them.
I think fear does come with respect.
Yeah.
I respect them as much. And in the same way, I think that you see a dog on the street and it's really like maybe curious about you, and they have a little sniff its hand.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sniff its hand. Oh my God.
You pick up this tiny dog.
I pick up the dog and I sniff its hand. That's how you bring the dogs. Maybe that's how the ghosts work, and maybe if I was like, hey, and like offered a limb for them.
Sniff their hand.
Speaking of being blown ghost air breath on them.
Yeah.
Spectral gust. Maybe that I would be more in touch with that.
You could be like, I could work with that.
I could work with that, but in general then I will not work with that. I feel like I'm open, but I am resistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, where are
we? I'm ending my wrath in a riddle.
You could prefer not to bother you, but maybe that's why you're like a little open, because you're just like, okay, I believe in you enough. Can you just like leave me alone?
Exactly.
I don't need you to prove anything.
You're like, I'm already trying enough.
Yeah, it's like, I'm the car, you're the cyclist, get in your bike lane.
Yeah, you stay there, I'll stay here, we won't cross over.
We'll mind our own business.
Yeah. Otherwise, someone dies. Yeah, we get it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm cautioning your tail.
Keep it safe.
Okay, so that's one question. Do you feel sad that I answer that?
You answered it perfectly.
Great.
You answered it wonderfully.
Thank you so much.
So you kind of touched on it with that answer, but do you actually have any experience with the paranormal? Have you experienced anything that could be ghostly?
Okay, well, I was like, okay, the pressure was on. I was like, okay, there's a ghost podcast. I must accumulate a ghost experience. I must call forth, and if I have one, I've repressed it. But I recently, and unfortunately this is not local, But recently I had a brush. A maybe, well, by proxy. I was in Quebec for a thing.
Just a thing.
No big deal. And we were, it was a residency that was taking place in Maison Fletcher, which is in Tadoussac, Quebec, which I've also never heard of it before. and it is a lovely little place, and it's old. It's an old house. It's like, probably built 1867, and like, you know, they built the chimney, and then they just kept building like rooms around it for like decades.
The way you build a house.
Nowadays. Kind of like Sims,
Yeah,
we're all here, Sims! It's like, I got so I, among the other artists that were staying there, it was chosen for me to stay in this room, and there's just a lot of old white men facing out, like, all through the decades.
Very
austere, important men, clearly. I don't know the Fletcher family or the men of the past, but they apparently
they're very important. They're on the wall.
They're in my bedroom.
That's
they're
what you
in the hallway. They're in the back of the bathroom.
That is
how you
know they're in the bathroom! Sorry!
Are you watching me? Are you watching me shower?
Judging. I was like, perfect, old squeaky house. It's a beautiful, I should clarify, it's a gorgeous house. It faces the ocean. Wow. The ocean meets like three rivers, like the San Lorenzo River and the Saguenay River. I'm saying it wrong, so sorry. And which ocean are we closest to? The Atlantic. I in Quebec, not us currently right now. And I was like, wow, there's whales, there's birds, and there's a ghost in this fucking house. because there's one of the other residents. I stayed in a reasonable room that was right across from the bar where, like, there was a guy playing a toot-toot horn every day until 2 a.m. Let me tell you, I don't know what the flavor
sounds was. Incredibly the reasonable,
local,
for
the
sure.
The local flavor, I was like, I was not done with it. The other room was worse. I'd rather sleep in that room instead of a toot-toot horn than what was called literally the Dream Palace. And it was like this old kids room where like the banisters like had like this like sort of like Dream Palace, and there's like four beds and like 6,000 raggedy Ann dolls, and I was like, yeah, there's for sure haunting.
Healthy.
There's a VHS of The Taste of Chocolate or something in the corner, so there's sensuality but also fear.
Oh.
Friday
night, baby.
I haven't seen that movie, but I really wanted to. There was many eyes.
That's still too many.
Yeah, there should not be more than one Raggedy Ann doll. There can only be one at a time.
And in this house of artists, there's a... I'm going to make up a number. There was like 10 of us.
Yeah.
Every time. It was like a nice cozy little bunch, and we were having 9/11. And then every time one of the residents would come down, she'd be like, wait, oh, you're all down here. And I'm like, don't. I was like, we're about to eat the soup.
we're just
and she's like, oh, I saw a shadow. I was like, no.
I don't think you did, actually. Now that you're saying that, I don't think you did.
I don't think you did. And then she had a dream where one of the other residents who was staying was attached, or what, detached little shed.
Okay.
apparently, this huge house did not have enough beds. Anyways, and she had a dream that he would, because like, the Dream Palace was right above the summer kitchen.
Oh,
which was
no.
Not a place you went into. For no actual particular reason, we just make noise, but
it's not summer.
It's the summer. We currently were in summer, so it was very confusing.
Were there kitchens for all seasons?
Were there like four kitchens?
In this climate, no. No. There's two.
Then they have more
Styles
and styles. Honestly.
I mean, there's a Dream Palace. They're good four seasons.
Kitchens.
The band and the kitchen.
And also the establishment.
And the establishment. It was the Dream Palace, but she had a dream that one of the residents in the middle of the night had like come up these little tiny, like creepy, like ladder stairs and like opened the door, and he's like, I don't know what she said. He's like, he said things like, whoa, whatever, dream quality speaking, and then she was like, wow, she woke up, and then obviously he's in a semi-detached, the next day he was like, oh yeah, I had a question for you like the night before. I was like, maybe that's just a coincidence. And then the next night she was visited by a wasp. And don't mean that's a spectral ghost, the phantom, as we were, but apparently she was saying that ghosts in her culture are what? the wasps in her culture are like connecting to the other spirit world. And it was like, and it was bothering her and like leading her back to the stairs that she saw the guy pop out of in her dream.
She's seen too much. She's telling you that too much of shit.
She knows too much.
And that was the, I think, the fall of the dream house. And then on top of that,
There's more.
Besides the scary white man staring out into us all the time, there was also these shadows. And then someone was saying, like, oh, like, I've also been feeling there's a presence in my room. And then we all had a very scary, long discussion in the middle of the night that I was not prepared for, where it's just like, if you see the ghost, or if you feel the ghost, you have to tell the ghost, go to light.
Oh.
Because you're like, no, go away.
You have decided this as a group.
And so this, like... Well, I was like, what? I was, you know, sitting in the mezcal.
Yeah.
And then people then started telling scary things around me, and without my consent. It's neither here nor there. But then we told the host of the house about this, and she said, oh, like, just take a picture of the stool. Because the mom was complaining that there's like, I think there's a presence in the corner. She's like, I'll take a picture of that. Send it to my daughter because she's a medium. And then she said, oh, yeah, there's a whole thing out there. And so I was like, look, I don't know. You can be whatever skeptical. I am for sure out of my own health. For the sake of my sanity being in that house, I was like, I have 9 more days to get through. I cannot visit it.
I cannot afford for more.
The two horns enough. I cannot have somebody sit in the corner of this room. So I don't know, but she kept saying to me, like, you need to stop actually right now. Telling me these things. And so it was a ghost friendly house.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened in Dream Palace and the rest of Maisel Fletcher. That's the only by ghost by proxy.
That's enough ghosts for a lifetime, if you ask me. The fun thing about Cecilia and I is that we have a ghost podcast and have had one for nearly 5 years, and neither of us have seen a ghost. Mm-hmm. We maybe should have lived with that. Just part of why we want to know everyone's experiences all the time.
That's
very robust in our world, personal world.
Even if it's like a friend of a friend saw a ghost, we're like, yes. Please tell us more.
We're like, please talk to who does.
That's what we're doing.
I can't hear. I'm holding on the microphone desperately.
We were sitting asking for ghost stories today, and we're just sitting with a tiny microphone. And whenever anyone came by, we were like, do you have a ghost story?
Please, you have a ghost story? Tell us.
Holding it very high up. Some people told us, and some ran away.
Some said, we're so sorry, our house is too haunted to talk about.
Yeah, there was
a different kind of scary.
There was like another woman that was like, their house is haunted, they should tell you about it. And they were like, no, we can't. The ghost will like hurt us.
Yeah, we can't talk about it more because it'll make the ghost do more things.
They were like very like, they just didn't want to talk to us at all. They were like, it's very clear that we can't.
They were very nice.
But they were like, we can't even think about it.
No.
It was wild.
Like, it's clear.
I mean, see, you're wild.
No. I understand. I get it. So those are really huge experiences, even though you yourself are adjacent to them.
They're
pretty legit.
Yeah. I quit a month ago.
Yeah.
So fresh.
Fresh. Besides experiences, do you perhaps have any favorite spooky things or places or anything? Really, bro? Come on.
Trailer.
I would love to hear what your favorite thing you've ever seen in the trailer is. Your favorite.
Yeah, speaking of the Libra, the only reason I remember this is because it's like, oh yeah, that's how reachy. I'm like, as a child, oh my gosh, I was haunted by this movie. I still have never seen. Maybe you all have. I think it's called Darkness Falls. No, okay, great. Sorry. Totally, maybe it was a totally past, like, pan of the theaters, but it was like this, as I'm like doing carpet in my basement as a kid, I'm like watching TV and it's just like, Darkness Falls, she was killed because she was helping children. She was the tooth fairy of her time. And then it was, and they're like, and then it cuts to like, she went burn in the tribe, burn, she bitch. And I was like, why is it misogyny? And then it suddenly turns into like this thing. Oh my god! Oh wow! It's actually unfolding. And fear. I'm feeling the fear already.
You're safe. You're loved. You're in Acacia Hall.
Thank you. That actually does not make it better.
Sorry. I'll ask this one. I'm so sorry.
You are among the ghosts of many friends.
George. What is his name? William H. Gold. But the thing is, the whole thing that like really, like, it wasn't just that this woman was killed. You know, the very quick premise of the trailer is that she came back and she was a ghost, and she was like, if you turn off the light, she was like, and she was like floating ghost orb, but like many. Much tool floating around the ghost.
They expect a gash of ghosts?
Yeah, and then she's like, she twisted the narrative, and now she's killing kids.
Oh,
or he's
oh,
like,
why?
I'm a kid! I turn off the lights! I'm in the basement listening to Shakira.
I'm just trying not to die.
Whenever, wherever. I've heard that trailer. And it's like, come on, working. I'm like, no,
like, I'll tell you, it's not right now.
And then I think that like kind of unfolded because the other thing that I'm really scared of is also the movie Signs by M. Night Shyamalan. Let me tell you, first of all, I don't drink enough water in the day to day. Spoilers.
Have you actually seen that movie or just the trailer?
No. I actually didn't think about that, because I remember there was a point, also this, around, maybe this is the same time frame, but I was watching my friend's house, and she had like a little blow-up couch, and I was like, at one point, just watching the movie through the reflection of the blow-up couch.
That's the scariest movie I've ever seen!
But I thought it was really funny at first, as did everyone, of course, because of the tinfoil hats moment, and like, and, but then the guy was like watching the video, and she like, I don't know, one of the blue men really come through, like, I don't know, the aliens just look like guys. I didn't really know that they were aliens, but they were like, ooh, I was like, ooh. And then they come to the farmhouse and they kill the dog.
Yeah, that was bad news.
And then there was something. But like, literally, like, I didn't even watch it. I just closed my eyes the whole time, like, and then also watching it through the armchair, the little couch.
Because that's safer.
And then.
Not scarier than you.
Who's in that? Mel Gibson.
Yikes. Even scarier.
Maybe I did watch the trailer. Yeah, okay.
Through the blow-up couch. That's
what
it looks like
Macaulay Culkin. Yeah, I was like,
I'm a kid.
He was a kid. I'm a kid. Oh my god, I'm a kid. And then but because of that movie, I also then proceeded to not, like, I was left alone in the morning to catch the bus by myself. And I just proceeded to never leave my room because I was like, oh no, so I'm gonna leave the door open. I don't have cups of water around me. I had to go down to the basement to let the dog out of the kennel, and I was carrying like a small knife. I was like, cold. Anyways,
well,
I did not kill the dog. To be good. No one was harmed in the fallout of this.
It was for the dog.
It was for the dog. Yeah. It was for me being almost decked by an alien. That was a leak to water.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't hydrate enough, and now that's
well, I guess that's the takeaway, everybody. Hydrate more. You know.
And the other thing's an alien thing.
Yeah. Terrifying movie. You had a lot going on. Freaky movie.
And I hope those two victims stay. Those things.
You do very desperately. We're so sorry for having you as ghosts. We need to break up some of
I'll be safe.
You are safe. impressive.
And yet.
You're safe here. Are you?
Never in this room before. Whatever.
So, 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 so.
Well, another question. So you said you sort of kind of believe in ghosts. Is there any proof that you would need to like fully believe or to fully just like not believe anymore at all?
I think I just have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Believing is believing.
Believing is being. Seeing is believing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you were telling the story about the whispery lurker worker.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally just being told that story because I was like, I have to cram a ghost story into everything that I am within 40 seconds of getting to here. This is efficient. So I did call a friend, or not. Whatever. I called my friend. And she was telling me that story. And I was like, I'm literally am walking in that hallway right now. Why did you tell me that right now?
Oh, that's bad.
And I was like, I sort of remember the codes, like the hallway. Like, yeah!
Imagine if you had seen that ghost on the way to the show.
Oh. Yeah,
that would be awful. I'm kind of pissed.
If I saw Barney,
Barney.
Yeah, Barney.
We just decided.
Yeah,
you
tell everyone.
They
can all tell everyone. His name's
Barney.
Yes.
He wears overalls, he works,
and
he works.
That's right. So that's how we love it. We all love our things, you know? Working and lurking, that's his.
Well, make that a thing.
The more I say it, the more I don't like it. Do you have any thing that would absolutely make you disbelieve in ghosts? Like?
I think just general belief.
Mm.
In normalcy, what? I think reality is where I'd like to be.
Yeah.
Anything that bridges, I'm not saying that ghosts can't be real.
Sure,
I'm not a hater.
Yeah, you just would prefer if they weren't.
I just am like, what are you doing here?
Excuse me, I'm
over
here and
you're healing. Yes. I actually don't care why you're here, but like, I guess I didn't say why are you here? But just go. Go to the light.
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 Yeah.
Go to the light.
Go to the light.
Go to the light.
But what if they like ask something of you? What if they're like, oh, go to the light if you like give me a little kiss?
That ghosts need to leave by just pecking them on the forehead.
I don't know, what if you had to like find their buried treasure or
like, why is
that?
The ghost is not giving me like 12 Herculean tasks. Clear out the stable.
Call the Latitis.
Kill the lion. I remember three of those.
Something about a Hydra.
Kill that guy.
Yeah, okay.
Do that thing. I don't think.
Yeah, you would say no. You would be like, good night. Good night to that.
Go to the light. That would be your advice.
I say go to the light.
We'll pass that on to the
guests. Yeah. Your mom tells you to negotiate with ghosts. Yeah.
I'm not going to negotiate, but I will sniff their hands.
That's
I will
a happy
open mind. My heart to the ghosts.
Wow.
I think ghosts are represented in only one way.
Mm-hmm.
As the antagonist.
Oh.
And well, there's not going to be much for you. There's much of the media. I don't know, Goosebumps lover over there. Like, I know there's things like other media to consume.
Sure.
Like, the ghost child does lead you to the buried treasure.
Mm-hmm.
But they're antagonists. They're vermin. There are no, just kidding. There are no rats in Alberta. There are no ghosts in Alberta.
I'm just kidding. You just
want to make a joke. I'm just like, I'm fine. Do I live them? Do I hate them? Do I love them? Well, no.
They're going to start haunting you so much. You call them vermin. They're just going to be so mad at you.
I'm going to ask you to call them
vermin. I think you'd like the word vermin. It's
really harsh.
It's old to me.
Hey, maybe by the three ghosts in this room, it was old to you. It was written to your ear.
Yeah.
We have one last question for you, Evan. A question we end every podcast on.
Am I doing well in this interview?
Absolutely. Let's hear it for everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
You're hired, baby. We will release this episode.
We know it's good when we bring childhood trauma.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
And the word bourbon gets tossed around.
That's how we know we need to put it.
Our last question for you is, it's a fun one. It's just, have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. Yes. Was he the ghost? Mm. Not in that hallway.
Not that you know of.
I don't know.
Not that one today.
There could be ghosts among us.
There could be. They're everywhere, apparently. All of these.
Whoa. Wait a second. Ghosts are everywhere? Podcast.com.
Podcast.com. Cecilia, I have a question also for you, actually.
What would you?
Yes, what would you do? It's, have you seen any ghosts lately?
Well, we've been around some haunted locations in Edmonton. We were at the Arts Barn.
Yeah.
No.
Dang it. I was really hoping maybe you saw something.
I was really hoping that we would come here and the ghosts would come to us, but they have not yet.
No. That's true. We haven't been to any hospitals yet, but we'll see. Hey, we're gonna have to come back, I guess.
I have a question. I'm gonna make one up.
Okay.
Oh, if you were a type of ghost, what kind of ghost would you want to be?
An old Victorian lady standing on a staircase. But I'd like to be known as a lady and a color, like the red lady, the green lady, the white lady, the purple lady. Maybe the magenta lady. I have yet to hear of a magenta lady. So that.
And what would you
do? Poltergeist.
Ooh. And for those who don't know, what is a poltergeist? In your own words.
They're like the annoying ones that like knock shit off shelves and bother you.
So they're like not much different than what you do in life. You just want to continue.
You guys want any worse on this?
No.
Okay,
no further letters.
They're like a really annoying cat.
Yeah, that's fun. Just for fun.
Yeah.
White glasses. Duct tape them down, everyone. Yeah. So this is coming for them. In the afterlife.
Okay. Watch out.
Do you have anything to ask me?
Charlie?
Yeah.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. Aww. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
We still have more time in Edmonton, so who knows?
We do.
That's right. We have one more show tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. But thank you for joining us tonight here at Sound Festival. Thank you, Abigail Press, for joining us tonight!